Welcome to a special edition of the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. This podcast is an exclusive one-on-one peek behind the curtain at one of football's greatest rivalries, Ravens-Steelers. Our very own Shannon Sharp sat down with James Harrison to discuss the clash between two titans of the AFC North. Guys, take it away.
Fine. Heated.
Explosive.
Intense.
Violent.
Hard hitting. There's no love lost. I mean, a lot of times you see these rivalries, it's a rivalry because they started playing for 50 years or 40 years. This rivalry was built on, we feel we're tougher than you are, and we're going to show you. They pride themselves on being physical. We prided ourselves on being physical. And only one physical team was going to win this ball game. We felt we're the most physical team, and I'm sure they felt the same way. But there was no love lost, and there's still no love lost between these two teams.
Yeah, definitely. Right. I feel the same way he feels. You know, it was going to be a violent, explosive game. And, you know, whoever the tougher team was, whoever, you know, dominated, played more physical than the other team was the one that was going to come out with the victory.
I hate to say this, but it wasn't just good enough for us to win. We really tried to hurt you guys.
No question. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, when I
try to put
you,
somebody at the
I'm
game.
Trying to make you feel pain. Yes. I want you to understand that I'm here.
Yeah.
Every time I hit you, you're going to feel exactly what I want you to, and that's pain.
Yeah.
I want you to understand that I don't want you to make it out of this game. Yeah. I want you to come back next week,
but
I want to put you out of this game.
Yes, yes. We took great pleasure. Oh, man, sure hope he plays next week, but I'm glad he's out of this game. And you know, helping nobody. Help
no
you up
question.
For what?
No,
I knocked you down for a reason. I'm not helping you up.
Yes. Yes. Don't reach your hand out because you're not going to get nothing. You go get this and I'm going to pull it back on you. I'm going to talk bad about you. I might even say something about your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Why? Don't let me have no inside information. I got some inside information. I'm using all that.
Of course. But the thing is, this rivalry, it's not even 20 years old yet because I got to the Ravens in 2000 and it kind of started then. We opened the season, my first year in Baltimore, in the old Three Rivers. We beat the Steelers 16-0. They asked me after the game.
Before my time. I think I was in high school still.
They asked me about the Steelers, and I said, this was the worst Pittsburgh Steelers team that I had ever, ever seen. So they come back, I think, week 8, week 9. They beat us 9-6. Coach Cowell sends a message to me, tell Shannon Sharp the Pittsburgh Steelers are just fine. I'm like, okay, touche, we got it. Next year, we beat them in the new Heinz Field. Plexico Burris, he's doing all this talking. I said, man, you look here. Y'all tell Plexiglass to shut up and just catch the football. We're just fine over here. And it was on and cracking because we played you guys that Sunday night. You guys beat us. We played y'all again in the divisional round of the playoffs. Y'all ended up losing to the Patriots that year. But it was born then. We just, from that point on, we hated you guys. And I'm glad I left that thing in good hands because Ray and Suggs and Eric Reed, they kept it going on the Ravens side, and Hines Ward and you came in and the other guys, they kept it going. So it's an ongoing saga now. So I'm glad to have participated and also started.
You see how I started that thing
and get up out of there? Because that thing was getting too physical.
Yeah. Well, leading up to the week, for me, it's, be honest, my preparation is no different than any other game. It's just now, you know, I know what type of game it's going to be. It's going to be a 60-minute all-out brawl. You know, it was a fight with, you know, two defenses that whoever came out on top, that was usually the winner.
What happened was is that the old Ravens moved from Cleveland. And so when we got there, I mean, the Ravens weren't that good. There was really nothing for them to talk about. So we're starting to get good. Ravens have that historic defense in 2000. We were in the Super Bowl. So now we're sure enough talking. We feel, you know, we got our chests out. We won the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. And so it kind of started from that point on that, okay, Steelers are known for defense. The Steel Curtain, Joe Green and Lambert and Ham and Mel Blunt. And you see all these guys that you're like, okay. But Ray and them wanted that identity. They want to be identified. Definitely. If you play in the AFC North in defense, it's the Ravens, not the Steelers. So they prided themselves on being a physical, pound it, smash mouth. You're not going to run the football. We're trying to knock your quarterback out.
Yes.
If we get a chance to hit your quarterback, we're trying to knock him out of the game. Just so you know, let that be clear. We're trying to knock your quarterback out of the game. And if they get a clean, legal shot,
no question,
they're taking it.
We had a number of games where, you know, I think it was it McGahee that was there?
Yeah.
Willis? Yeah. We were good for putting him to sleep.
Oh, yeah, Ryan Clark.
Yeah.
And Hines was sneaking folks.
Oh, sneaking them, getting them all. Had them all. Looking like head on a swivel, looking for everything.
It didn't.
Listen, the one time they got Hines, dude, they did get Hines. It was at Hines Field, okay? You could not stop them dudes from yelling and screaming. We finally got him. We finally got his ass. Yeah, 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 da, da, da.
Yeah.
Dude.
They slept him.
They were ecstatic.
You got to, because, man, Hines was sneaking, folks, man. Man, they put a rule.
You gotta keep your head on the swivel.
Look, they got a rule called the Hines Ward rule about
exactly.
The crackback.
Exactly, no crackback.
He broke Keith Rivers' jaw
in Cincinnati. Popped it loose. That's what made me keep my head on the swivel when I'm running for somebody. I'm make sure I'm like, yeah, Hines told me don't let him get you.
But this rivalry, look, they played the same for the longest time. They played the same brand of football.
Yes.
They ran the football and they played great defense.
Built the same way.
Now the Steelers throw the football a little bit more now. But the nastiness, and a lot of the guys are still there. Mm-hmm. As long as Suggs is still there, and some of the guys that played with you are still there, this rivalry is going to be ongoing. And because usually the winner of these games are the team that's going to win the division.
Yeah.
There's so much riding on this. The division champ, sometimes you play guys in the playoffs and you move on and they're going home. So there's added pressure to know that this team is in your division, and the reason why they're home was because of you. That does you so good.
The funny thing about the rivalry is that we really didn't talk to the offense. In warm-ups, we talked trash to the linebackers because we'd warm up next to Ray and Suggs and all them, and we talking boss garbage trash to them. You ain't gonna do this, y'all suck, you everything else. Yeah, we didn't even talk really to the offense.
Right.
We trash talked to the D.
Man, and see, did you play with Earl Holmes?
No, I didn't get a chance to play with
him. Man, I was mic'd up on that on Sunday Night Football, and we scored a touchdown, and I ran to him, and I told him, I said, you the weak link. I said, these other guys, I said, Porter and Gilden, they good. You trash. So you the weak link. We're going to take advantage of you. And he caught me slipping. Ran a shallow cross. Head wasn't.
Bop.
Got me.
No. Oh, weak link that.
He caught me slipping.
Yeah.
I like, you got me. It's okay. It's okay. I get you. I just like trash talking. My job was, you know, I'm talking. I might not catch but one or two passes. But you'd have thought I had a 10-catch, 100-yard performance the way I'm talking. Because that was my job. My job was to talk and try to get you off your game because you worried about what I'm doing and now we done snuck the back into the flat or you supposed to be in the curl of the flat but you carrying me up the seam. Because you don't want me to catch a pass, and we don't got a receiver in the flat catching a pass. So I didn't have necessarily big games. I caught a touchdown here or there, but my job was to just mess with, you know, I like talking trash to Earl Holmes because it seemed to bother them the most. Coach Coward told me later, because I worked with him for a number of years at CBS, that he would always tell the guys, don't talk to Sharp. You know what he's trying to do.
Yes.
But I made it so. I put so much icing on that cake, they had no choice but to eat.
For me, what I thought was going to be my hardest struggle was Ogden, and I guess I caught him at the later part of his career because my first year starting in 2007, I had a great game against him. It was, you know.
Man, that man's 6'10". He had the punch down.
Listen,
you going up under him.
He wasn't punching too much. I mean, I'm like, you know, I'm getting ready. I'm like, you know, Jonathan Ogden, this is future Hall of Famer, you know.
You got it?
Yeah, I got 10 tackles. I had 3.5 sacks.
Man, I got to tell Jay about that. He didn't tell me about this one.
Oh, yeah. That game, man, it just felt like I could do no wrong, to be honest with you. When guys say he was in the zone, like, I did wrong things. I blitzed when I was supposed to be in curl flat and got a sack. It was
one
like, no question, nothing I could do. And I literally felt in my mind, I'm like, there's nothing they could do to stop me.
He launched your career.
Yeah, that was a Sunday or Monday night game. We pounded him. I think it was like 38-7.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to call Jay about that one.
Yeah.
He ain't mentioned that one.
Yeah.
I'll let him know.
But I'm going to say my hardest tackle, though, was Jay Lou, dude.
That was a handful.
Listen, I hit him. I came off a block. He was right there coming down. Bop, stood him, got the tackle. And I was like, damn, you know, you get that stinger in your shoulder. I'm like, ooh, that stinger came and here come foot. Yeah, that's what you get. Yeah, talking. I'm like, dude, don't say nothing else to him. I'm like, my shoulder a little sore right now. I'm like, I'm feeling this right.
Were you there on that Monday night game when Ray separated a Rashard Mendenhall's shoulder?
Yeah.
On the Monday night, when you talking about he ain't worried about Ray and Ray?
Yeah.
And Ray caught it slipping.
No question. No question. Like I said, that's what the game was about. It was about enforcing your will and making sure, you know, he felt you. Win, lose, or draw, he was going to know that next day he was in
the game.
Well,
that's what football was really based upon. It was based on intimidation. What I'm trying to do in the first half or the first quarter, second quarter, to let you know that pass that you caught then, oh, you felt that. So now maybe you get arms get a little shorter.
Arms get a little shorter. Now you're coming across the middle. It's price to pay for coming across the middle. They no longer have that price to pay. You know what? Anybody could go across the middle. You had receivers that's like, listen, I'm staying outside these numbers. Right. I don't work in between the numbers because I know it's a price to pay.
Yes.
They don't have that anymore.
Nah. But that's what it was. It was about intimidation. And the Steelers and the Ravens, they still played that brand of football. Mm-hmm. They're one of the few teams that still, well, y'all guys don't play that kind of defense anymore. Y'all don't really play that. But
come
the Ravens
now.
Come
on.
Man, you know the Steelers don't play that brand of defense anymore. Y'all don't play that.
Listen,
but the Ravens still play that.
We're building to there.
Okay.
We building to there.
Y'all
the last two games, we've been pretty all right.
Y'all, what y'all going to do with A.B. And Ben and Juju?
A.B., Ben, and Juju?
Yeah, they don't play defense. That's what y'all.
Listen.
Y'all used to be that type of team. Y'all used to be intimidating, you know.
Everybody used to be something different. Right now, everything is built for offense to get 400-500 yards of offense.
Yeah.
30, 40, you can't hit the receiver, you can't hit the quarterback, and if you do, and the helmets make noise and something pop, then it got to be a flag.
It is. It definitely
skewed. So the defenses of back then that you saw, you'll never see those numbers matched again.
That type of football gone.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I was a part of that rivalry because there's nothing like it in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree with you. Atmosphere in the Raven Stadium is very hostile. I think that's the only place that we go where we don't have a large majority of fans in the stands. They don't like us. I would say that they hate us, you know? So it's not a inviting atmosphere, but you know, it's something that we embrace.
You like beating the Steelers fans because, you know, they've won so much, they still have the most Super Bowls in NFL history. So the fans are used to them winning. So it's nothing like going in there and getting a victory, be it Three Rivers or Heinz Field. So I like making those fans quiet.
They fans is horrible. Like, they're not nice. I mean, it's a very unwelcoming atmosphere.
Good.
It's the only place where we don't have a great majority of fans in the stands.
Especially y'all take over.
We travel so well, but I think y'all just don't let people buy tickets. Y'all lock them out.
Y'all get y'all little 3,000 block allotment, and that's it. Fans are not gonna say y'all have y'all overrunning the stadium like y'all normally do everywhere else y'all go.
Yes.
That's
dude,
what
I went.
To do.
We went to Dallas Stadium and it was a good 50-50.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it was looking beautiful in there. I thought I was at a home game.
No,
it's not happening there.
No,
no question.
And plus, look, the rivalries. Like when I was in Denver, Oakland, or Kansas City, bro, y'all not about to come up here and try to overtake our stadium. We're not finna let y'all come up here and think y'all run stuff. We'll see a few black and silver jerseys here or there, a few red jerseys. And when y'all came to Baltimore, you'll see a few black and gold jerseys, but that thing purpled out.
I'm going to tell you, the thing that we liked, I didn't like playing at the Raven Stadium. But if they was letting Ray come out the tunnel, we loved it. Dude, it'll be on the sideline like, who they calling? Who they put? Hey, they calling the defense. Hey, listen, tell the rookies, hey. Watch when Ray come out this tunnel, they about to go crazy. Man, Ray come out that tunnel, it get us hyped. They ended up finding that out. Dude, they didn't call the defense out of the tunnel for the next like 6-7 years when we were there. It was crazy.
The fans get so hyped.
Dude, he got three songs. Ray got three songs. It started off, he come out. As soon as he come out, it's one song, right? And he looking around through the smoke. Now he about to go to grab the grass. They switching it. It's another song. Now we on artificial turf. They got a box of grass out here for this man,
grass,
right?
Yep.
A box of real grass. He go ahead, swipe down, grab it. He go smell it and throw it. After he throw it, they pop another song on. He go ahead, hit the dance. Man, we'd be over there so hyped. We told him at the Pro Bowl, we like, man, you know they get us hyped after we had won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He's like, that get us hyped. They ain't let them boys out that tunnel for another 6-7 years. We had a hard time winning the game over there after that.
My mom was a Steelers fan. And in first grade, my brother was in fourth grade, and we ended up taking our picture, our school yearbook picture in Franco Harris jersey. So I've always been a Steelers fan, but not when we play. I think we were the first team to beat them in Heinz Field. It's always nice to be the first at something because we knew they were going to be playing in Heinz Field forever. And so when you look at it and say, okay, who's the first team to beat the Steelers in their new home, that's us. But the Steelers were tough. They're well coached, disciplined team that plays hard, and that's what you want. They'll fight. You want to fight, they'll fight. If you want to play it, you know, snap the whistle, they'll play snap the whistle. You want to play snap the after the whistle. They'll play it how you want to play it. And just know it's going to be a physical ball game. You need to be on your best behavior because they're coming. You need to meet that fire with your fire, and everything will be just fine. But if you go out there half-stepping, they're going to knock your block off, and they know if they come half-stepping, you're going to knock their block off. There's nothing not to like about this game. If you like physicality, if you like in your face, you like trash talking, you like I'm trying to knock you through the dirt, this is the game for you. If you want that pretty stuff where you're going to see 45, 42, this is not the game for you.
Yeah. Well, see, even going back to running the ball, you don't run the ball on us. Like, that was our big thing is you're not going to run the ball in.
Right.
Even when Coach Tomlin got there, you know, we still had that mentality.
Right.
And we're on the goal line, and it's first down, second down, third down. And they go for it on fourth, and they pass the ball. And we come off the sideline, and we're like, yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, everything else. They ain't run the ball in. And he like, what you talking about? They got a touchdown. We're like, we don't care. They ain't run it in. You know?
But that's how you pride yourself.
Yeah.
Whatever your strength is, you don't want them to get you at your strength.
No question.
You are a running team. Raiden was a running team. They went the entire season, and they didn't give up 100-yard rushing. And they only gave up 1,000 yards total rush.
Mm-hmm.
So they prided themselves on that. The Steelers prided themselves because, like I said, it goes back to Ham and Lambert and Joe Green and all these great Hall of Fame players. That's what you're measured against.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a Steeler and you play defense,
no question,
that's what you're measured against.
We had the same thing in 2008. We didn't give up 1,000 either.
Yeah, so that's the standard.
No question.
The standard is what's been set forth. So now moving forward, the Ravens, the way when you step into that building, it's Ed Reed, it's Ray Lewis, it's mm-hmm. Suggs, it's all these great, the C.J. Moses,
right.
It's all these guys that came before you, just like the Joe Greens and the Mel Blunts and
no
the Lamberts
question.
And the
Ham. They're up on the wall. That's what you got to go past every day. They got a whole set of linebackers, D-line, and that wall is right there.
And if you play in Pittsburgh, it's linebacker you.
No question.
I mean, from the Ham and the Lamberts to the Porters, the Gildens, the James. So that's what they're up in. Now it's T.J. Watt's turn. He's up.
Definitely.
But the standard has been set. That's what you play against.
Exactly.
You play to the
standard. You don't
want to
be that guy that, oh, you know what? The Steelers, they had a great set of linebackers here and here. Oh, well, don't count that guy.
Right.
I don't want to be in that conversation
where
you don't count that guy.
Right. And that's the thing is that when you play football, you play good football, you play great football, you don't play opponent, you play to a standard. And the standard when you play for Baltimore is that you play physical, you play tough, you play hard. When you're in Pittsburgh, you play physical, you play tough, you play hard. That's the standard that's being implemented, and that's the standard in which you play for. The Packers and the Bears might have a longer rivalry,
right?
But it's hard for me to believe that there's a more physical, a more intimidating, a more passionate rivalry with more on the line. Of the last couple of years, Chicago and Green Bay really hadn't had any meaning. The winner of that game is not going to the playoffs. The winner of that game is not going to win the division. But that seems to be every year a reoccurring theme. The winner of these Ravens-Steelers games, that's the team that's going to win the division, and that's the team probably going to knock the other team out of the playoffs.
Yeah, those were two games that, you know, after you were done with them, the next day you sitting in the ice tub.
Yeah.
You knew you were in a football game.
Right.
You knew you was in the game.
Yeah.
You knew you played, you know, 60 minutes plus. Steelers, come
Baltimore
on, stop
beat
playing.
The brakes off them. Baltimore
playing.
Gonna beat the break off.
Yeah, it's coming back.
No,
listen,
y'all defense.
Defense is coming back. Listen, we're gonna smash on
Suggs
them out.
Suggs probably have about 2-3 sacks.
What Suggs do last time? Nothing.
Hung 30 on y'all.
Nothing. Suggs ain't hung nothing. Mm-hmm. He can't play offense.
Suggs put out 30 on y'all. Y'all couldn't get the ball. Y'all couldn't get no D.
That was before we started getting everything together. It's coming together right now. You go see.
Y'all better come together with this L again.
Nah, go come with this W.
Nah. I tell you, you know what?
Listen.
Let's bet.
Let's bet. What you want to bet? Make it light on yourself. Let's bet 20 anytime push-ups.
All right. Now I want wings. I want 200 flats.
200 flats?
200 flats.
I want 20 anytime push-ups.
All right.
Bet.
Done deal.
Done deal.
no mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Monday for another week of Undisputed. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.